We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Jason Barsky Show.
Come Wednesday, there's a meeting, a county board of elections in Luzerne County, and one man who's saying, hey, you're invited, and I encourage your attendance. He's on the phone with us, Luzerne County Councilman Walter Griffith. Good morning, Walter. How are you?
Hey, Jason, how are you?
Good. I forget last time. Did you yell at me and say, you need to call me Mr. Griffith?
No.
Oh, okay, that's right. No. That's
you
right.
You can call me Walter. I'm fine with that, Jason.
I kid. You were actually easy to talk to. I remember last time having a great conversation with you. All right, so you're in the headlines. You're in the headlines.
Well, and you know what? Quite honestly, Jason, I think that the issue that we're sitting in currently at the county level with the emergency and the COVID-19 and all of the things that we're dealing with in the county, I certainly understand that challenge. There's no question about it. I don't want anybody put in any kind of harm's way in any fashion. However, you know, when we get an election that's coming up, it's supposed to be April 28th, and the governor extends it to June 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
If I was running things and I had the hat for the day, my target would be April 28th, regardless of the extension. And then I would address anything that was really a hot issue after April 28th. I wouldn't wait until after April 28th to now start worrying about, geez, we have an election on June the 2nd. And the Board of Elections hasn't met in over 2 months. And on a situation where we have a real different type of election system, where the county's in lockdown, everybody's in the stay-at-home order, yet they have yet to meet by virtual meeting for 2 months. That's the first problem. The second problem is, you know, now we're going to say, as a county council, put my county council hat on, we just took the county taxpayers in debt for over $3 million for electronic voting machines, because we were told by the state that if we didn't buy these machines or buy an electronic verification system, that we were not going to be able to have our vote certified. So the county went out to all the taxpayers and made them pay $3 million for voting machines. And the county manager now says, hey, guess what? We're not going to use those machines now because we have a lockdown. Everybody's going to the grocery store. I don't know if you've been out to Home Depot this weekend or Lowe's this weekend or to Garrity's or to Wegmans, or you pick the place you can go. You can't get in the building. They're outside waiting to get in at Wegmans and Walmart.
Yeah.
So I say, you know what? If this is a situation where we have a voting situation, that's essential. I mean, that's our basic democracy. There's ways we could do this without saying, well, we have to do everything by mail-in ballot. I think you're going to disenfranchise a lot of voters in this county by doing a mail-in ballot. There are people who will not vote by mail-in ballot. Some of the seniors, some of the other people that are very skeptical will not send in a mail-in ballot. They would rather not vote. That's not fair.
Is that just based off of conversations, or have we seen these mail-in ballots? I forget. Some places actually use them, but have we seen people just hesitant in general?
Well, yeah, and if you look at some of the comments on Facebook and other social media, you will see that there are people that are saying, if I have to vote by mail-in ballot, I'm not going to vote. And I don't think that that's fair for the county to say, you either vote by mail-in ballot or you don't vote.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a handicap or you're ADA compliant, then you get to use the machine. But if you're just a regular voter, if you come in to vote, they won't let you use the machine. You have to do it by mail-in ballot.
Absurd. How is this different than, like, just your standard absentee ballot?
Well, the absentee ballot, you actually state on the absentee ballot application why you're voting by absentee, whether you have a disability or you're a veteran or you have some reason to vote by absentee. The state clearly did not think that through with the mail-in ballot and absentee to keep both, but I think they'll probably fix that somewhere along the line.
Couldn't.
But they have both.
as opposed to saying everyone has to do mail-in, couldn't, I'm just thinking out loud here, couldn't an option have been everyone just requests absentee ballots who doesn't want, feel comfortable voting, and just mails them in that way?
Sure. And the key word in your sentence right there, Jason, is request. The ability for the county to just arbitrarily say, we're going to send in a mail-in ballot application to everybody who's a registered voter in Luzerne County is absurd. Because now you're going to have ballot harvesting for people who got an application and they got somebody to sign the application form, and they'll send it in to get the ballot and they'll vote for whoever they want. That's the biggest issue that I'm having. But more importantly is, if you don't want a mail-in ballot and you didn't request a mail-in ballot and one comes in the mail, you're going to go, oh, geez, I guess I should fill this out. Nah, I'm not going to fill that out. I won't even go vote. They're going to think that that's the only way they can vote. You have to request it. And as I said at the meeting to Mr. Pedry, is if we could do it this way, why isn't the state sending out the ballot applications to everybody in the Commonwealth? I mean, everybody in the Commonwealth has the same problem. Why isn't Harrisburg sending out mail-in ballot applications to everybody in the Commonwealth that's a registered voter?
Would it just be because the county themselves have to manage the elections themselves?
Well, they would manage the applications as they came in.
Right.
But the application process could be done by the state. They could send them out to everybody in the state as an application. They can't because the statute won't allow it. The statute says you have to request a mail-in ballot or you have to request a absentee ballot. You can't arbitrarily just send them to people, but that's what they're going to do. And I understand the safety issues. We can save distance. If we can save distance at Walmart, we can save distance at a polling place. We can give everybody a stylus. They don't have to touch the screen. They can use the stylus. You can sign the electronic poll book. Instead of doing an electronic poll book, he wants to go to a paper poll book. That's costing us more money. And the answer is, well, the state's paying the bill. It's still my money. It's still taxpayer money. I don't care who's paying the bill if it's taxpayer money. But I just think that, you know, we have 50 days that they could send out mail-in ballots. The law allows the Bureau to send out mail-in ballots within 50 days of the election. You know when they're sending them out? Next week.
Yeah.
Why? Why would you wait when you had 50 days to send these out? Why are you waiting 25 days before the election to send these ballots out? This is ludicrous.
You mentioned, talking to Luzerne County Councilman Walter Griffith, you mentioned David Pedry, the county manager, didn't present this plan or hasn't presented there. Now, I'm reading the Citizen's Voice article. It says he's going to present the final plan. What did he present last week then?
Well, he presented something to county council as his plan that he wants to present to the Board of Elections.
Okay.
But the question that I have is this plan should have been presented to the Board of Elections months ago. On March 25th, when they had the lockdown order, there should have been provisions made in place to have a virtual public meeting with the Board of Elections and the Bureau to discuss all of these things and get this stuff all hashed out. Because if the board doesn't approve the election plan that Mr. Pedry has, they only have another 6 days to come up with an alternative plan. You have to have everything in place 15 days before the election.
Wouldn't the alternative plan at this point then be just open up the polling stations?
Well, that is the alternate plan, but according to the county manager, a lot of the polling places won't let us come there. We have 144 polling places, so we only have 58 now, and he's going to change them all to school districts. And then we also have the issue with poll workers that don't want to come out. You know, all of these things that are now, 25 days before the election now is a big crisis? This should have been all hashed out in March. We should have called every polling place in March. We should have called every poll worker in March or the beginning of April to say, hey, are you willing to work the polls? Are you having an issue? You know, if we provide you proper protection, would you work the polls? That didn't happen. We just sat back and said, well, we'll just wait until we get closer. And, you know, when the Board of Elections decide to have a meeting, we'll have a meeting. They should have had three meetings before now.
What do you what kind of compromise would you be willing to put forward, and what is legally allowed? Because I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, all right, we see the drive-through testing sites. Could we mail people ballots and say, drop this ballot off in person, just by driving by? You know, roll your window down and drop your ballot in, and we could drop it off like we're dropping things in the mail. Or instead,
I imagine you probably could do the biggest issue that I have is the legality, the certification. All the things that are supposed to be done according to state law that is supposed to be done before an election to protect our democracy, our basic right to vote and our basic right to choose a candidate of our choosing is all being violated because of an emergency where the county is saying, well, you know, we got to throw everything out the window. Everything is fair game. We could do whatever we want now because there's an emergency. And I say, you know what? We have candidates that are running that want a fair and honest election. All they want is a fair and honest election. And if you're going to just, you know, throw caution to the wind and say, hey, you know what? We're going to do whatever we want and it's not a big deal. It's a real big deal. This is what our basic democracy is grounded in. This is our foundation of elections, fair and honest elections.
Do you think
if you don't have any way to verify, you know, you're not doing that.
Do you think the election committee is going to side with David Pedry, or do you think they're going to say, sorry, we're not going to do this? Where do you think it's going?
I would hope that the Bureau of Elections or the Board of Elections would say to Mr. Pedry, we need more information to verify that this is actually going to work. Do you have enough people working the polls? Do you have enough polling places? Have you got confirmation from these places to say, yes, you can vote here? Do you have confirmation from your poll workers that says, yes, I'm going to work?
Yeah.
Do you have all those confirmations? Do we have enough staff to do the tally of mail-in ballots? Number is most important. And what are we going to do with these people that are going to go in? All he wants to do now is a paper ballot. You color in the oval and you send it through a scanner. Well, when I was a public citizen, I stood at the podium and said, why are we spending $4 million on a machine that will print out a paper ballot when all we have to do is have the voters print a paper ballot? Well, we would save a whole lot of money. And I was told, oh, we can't go back 30 years in time. These people would be writing ballots. Do they have proper areas for the people to do their ballots? Secrecy places where you could sit down at a desk and color in your oval.
Walter.
Nobody knows any of that.
Yeah, I get a text. Someone says, I work the polls. I will no longer, I'm not going to sit at a table and have people who sign the book just cough and sneeze at the risk. What is your suggestion? Because I know you don't want the mail-in ballot. And I understand that. I don't know if I have the same overall fears as some people have, but I understand the concern there, if that makes any sense.
Oh, I clearly understand the concern, and I understand that, you know, the mail-in ballot system is a good idea if we're going to use it properly.
Okay.
But if we're going to use it improperly, I don't think it's a good idea. People that want one, that don't want to go to the polls, fine. Fill out an application, send it into the county, let them mail you. We have county workers there that have a county-owned cell phone with county-owned phone numbers, and they have yet to put that number online so people can contact them if the line is busy at the Bureau of Elections.
But if they can't get enough workers, what is your suggestion?
Well, my suggestion is the law doesn't allow that. My suggestion is the law says you have to have a poll worker and you have to have a certain amount as a board of elections at the polls. You have to have a judge, you have to have a minority, you have the majority, and you have to have poll workers. I would suggest that they should have went out and either got a hold of schools to find out if any students could do it because the law allows that. They could have went out and found out how short are they. Do we know how short we really are? We may not be short. They may not have called anybody, and everybody's just saying, hey, if they don't call me, then I'm not going to go. I don't know what their planning is, but I clearly don't believe that not having poll workers is an option in the law.
No, I don't.
In the law, it says you will have them.
Yeah, I understand. You know? I know we need those. I'm just wondering, because the person just texted in, I've seen, I think there was another one that came in and said, I'm not going to do it either. And we don't have them. I don't know what the plan would be, so... Well,
I think that's the problem. Is there is no plan for that? Should have been all ironed out back in March. So that way, now when we're May 2nd or 3rd, now we could have a board discussion about, hey, we have 55 polling places, 58 polling places, and we only have two poll workers. What are we going to do now? That would be the discussion, and that fact would be known then. But now we're getting a plan that we're just getting. Well, this is what we think we're going to do. What's the board say? The board should have voted at least three times by now
at
public meetings.
They're going to do it Wednesday, and you say you encourage everyone to obviously it's a virtual meeting.
Yeah, I encourage Jason as the candidates to come out and talk about it because they have a vested interest in an honest and fair election. And they're the ones who are going to suffer if there's ballot harvesting, if there's going to be, you know, shenanigans of some sort at a polling place.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that will suffer. So they need to get on the phone and say, what are you doing? Are you following the law or not? Because if you're not following the law and I happen to lose, I think I could challenge this election because it's going to be close in the 8th district. You've got 5 or 6 or 7 candidates running in the 8th district for Congress. It may be close to a couple hundred votes. Somebody may challenge it based on the fact they didn't do their due diligence.
Walter, I agree with you, but I got to say this, I do agree with you. I just, the idea of candidates challenging election results, I hated it when it's on the highest level, the presidency. I can't imagine it in a bunch of local elections. Oh, my God.
Well,
I feel like we're going to be exhausted.
But
But look,
I just think it should be fair.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a strange time where there's got to be some give and take, I think, and as long as people are willing to talk to each other. But we don't have any issues, do we? No.
No.
I hope
not
we...
Not in Luzerne County.
Sarcasm brought to you by Walter. Listen, I appreciate
that.
I appreciate your time.
Hi,
Luzerne County Councilman Walter Griffith.
It's the Jason Barsky Show. WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.